Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to share some contest ideas for network marketers. We'll talk about ideas, prizes, and just good to know information. If you're trying to build a team, a downline, having contests is a very great way to increase productivity. People love a contest. People love something to aim for. And if you can get smart and do this the right way, you can get a lot of leverage. You can get a lot of excitement and growth and momentum in your business by doing it. So let's just start with a few tips for success. You need to have a contest that everyone can participate. If you only have contests that are designed for your high achievers, you're going to leave 99% of your team out. So have a simple contest such as sign up one person this month, or you could do a contest for show three presentations this month, just something simple that anyone can do. You want to have contests for about 3 to 7 days long. If you have a 30-day contest, that's almost too long because people lose excitement. So rather than do a 30-day contest, maybe you do 4 7-day contests during that same time. You'll get better productivity out of those 4 7-day contests than you would the 1 30-day contest. You want to design your contest around activities, not just results. So an example could be talk to X amount of people, get X amount of no's, make X amount of calls. That's a lot better than sell 10 products, sign up 5 people, because people don't have any control over what their prospect does. They can only control what they do in the business. So use that for your contest. Number 4, personalized low-cost gifts work best for prizes. You don't have to go broke doing contests. You can do personalized shirts, personalized coffee mugs. You can do Amazon gift cards. You can do free samples, many other things. But don't go broke and give out all these expensive prizes for a small contest. If it's a big contest, then yes, you can have a big prize, but keep it on a budget. Promote your contest ahead of time. So don't just start a contest tomorrow and announce it. Let people know, hey, next week on Tuesday, I'm going to be announcing a contest. You need to get ready for this. It's going to be so exciting. I can't wait. Create a little bit of excitement around it. So what are some example contests? Well, you can see right here on the screen, and this is my website, onlinemlmcommunity.com. You can follow along with me if you'd like to, but these are some example recruiting contests that you could do. Recruit one new rep this week. Get 10 people to say no. Contact 5 people in the next 24 hours. Contact 3 people on your chicken list. Add 50 names to your names list. Call or text 20 leads. Reactivate a distributor who quit. Follow up with 10 people who previously told you no or maybe. Hand out 30 drop cards. Conduct 5 3-way calls. Create and publish 2 YouTube videos. Invite 4 prospects to an event. Mail 100 postcards. Help a team member do any of these things. So those are example contests you could do for recruiting. Now let's do one for retailing. That's funny how I said that. Retailing is what I meant to say. Sell one product to an existing customer. Acquire a new customer. Ask 5 people to order a product. Hand out 4 free samples. Share your retail site with 7 people. Make $100 in retail sales this week. Or do a daily Facebook Live for 3 days straight to review a product your company offers. Last, we have duplication. Help someone sponsor their first person. Help 2 team members make a retail sale. Do 4 3-way calls with your team members' prospects. Attend convention or a regional or local event. Do a coaching call with 2 team members. So we just covered example recruiting, retailing, and duplication contests. If you have a decent-sized team, what I recommend you do is one of each of these contests each month. For 1 week, do a recruiting contest. The next week, do a retailing contest. The last week, do a duplication contest. And repeat these every month. You'll get good productivity in your business by doing this. So what are some things you can do as prizes for your contest? You could do a certificate, a personalized coffee mug, a free product, free samples, free business cards, public recognition, a medal or trophy, free share in an advertising co-op, a handwritten note, a book, a call from the CEO, a corporate team, a gift certificate to a restaurant of their choice, a $5, $10, or $25 Amazon gift card, an invitation to a private event. Just make sure the prize matches the contest. I personally do cash prizes at this point because everybody loves cash. Most of my contests, I'll do like 3 winners can win $25. If it's a big monthly contest, I may do three, four, five people can win $50. And if we hit a certain thing as a team, I'll double that to $50 or $100. Here are some additional considerations. You want to get input from your team members. Find out what motivates them. See what type of contest would get them really excited to participate in. You want to test out different things. You might do a contest and it just doesn't turn out great. You might do another one and it's just straight fire in your business. So that's okay. You know, you just got to experiment, test out different things, figure out what works best with your team. Always give the prizes. Don't do a contest and then not award the prizes. Never, ever do that, please. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And then finally, number four, talk to your sponsor, your upline, your coach to see if they'll help you with the prizes. You don't have to take the burden all on yourself. Your coach will probably more than willing to throw in some money or to help out with some of the prizes if you need their assistance. I know I would with my team. So contests are a smart way to get quick growth in your business. I hope you're using contests. I hope you got some value from today's training. If you did enjoy the video, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can also check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. I do post a new video almost every day, so please check back often. With that, thanks for stopping by. Have a great day. I'll see you at the top.